Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
All right, so here we go. We're going to have a jam-packed show. It's going to be a good one. We're also going to kind of go out of what we normally do. We're going to rate your top five all-time University of Georgia quarterbacks at some point later in the show.
That should be interesting.
NBA playoffs going on. Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And
let's get right at it, man.
You're right. It's a mess in Los Angeles. The mess that Magic left.
I've just been waiting. I watched NBA basketball last night, and as soon as that final buzzer went off in Houston last night, I said to myself, I cannot wait to get to this radio studio today to talk to Jason Bishop about his Houston Rockets. What happened, Mr. Rockets in five predictor?
They didn't win in five.
And mark this down. Rockets in five.
Yeah, that does ring a bell.
Mark this down. Rockets in five.
They let me down.
Another prediction, NBA playoffs. Since we're talking about NBA playoffs now, the Celtics were going to make it all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. That came out of your mouth a few weeks ago.
I actually don't remember seeing that one.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah?
Yep.
I remember picking the Bucks.
Yeah. Celtics were getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. That came out of your mouth on this show.
What I remember saying is if the Raptors got to the finals, they would win.
Hmm. Then you turn around and pick the Celtics to get to the final, Eastern Conference Finals, whatever. You had the Celtics. They fell apart. They choked. Kyrie Irving, I looked up his stats, 7 for 22 in Game 4, 6 for 21 in Game 5. That just won't cut it. 13 for 43. He missed 30 shots in two games, Jason.
And then said he wanted to shoot more.
Missed 30 shots. And he didn't. Obviously, he didn't shoot enough.
Well, his zip code's going to change to probably 10001 next season. Or somewhere along those lines.
It's going to change somewhere because I think he's worn out his welcome in Boston. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. They got there without him last year, and they can't get past the Bucks this year in the semifinals.
His zip code is going to become something between 1001 and 101104.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering, those are all between all of those are New York City zip codes.
We're on this show talking about the Houston Rockets, how they were going to beat the Golden State Warriors. You're in this anti-Warrior mode right now. You've been in it now for a few weeks, and they just keep proving you wrong. KD was hurt. Chris Paul was back. That was the reason they lost last year. Chris Paul got hurt, couldn't play in Game 7. Now Kevin Durant goes out. He gets hurt. Houston's at home to force a Game 7, and they can't get it done. Steph Curry, 0 points at halftime last night. Game was tied 57-57 at the half. What does Steph do? He comes out in the second half and drops 33 on the Rockets. 33 points and a half. That's pretty clutch, don't you think?
Let me tell you something right now. Nobody's beating the Warriors.
Nobody's going to beat the Warriors now.
Nope.
For weeks, you've been saying that they wouldn't get out of the West. For weeks, now you change your mind.
They're the best team in the NBA.
They're the best team in the NBA now.
There's nobody that can play with them.
No. Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts Golf. This is Kip's favorite read. Pay attention.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom fitting on the hottest new arrivals featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab putters. Cobras, New King, F9 Speedback Woods, and F9 Speedback Irons, and Srixon's 4th Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Hey, I just read what they had here. I read the exact words that are on here. I know it doesn't sound too good the way some of the words pop up in the read, but it is what it is.
Let's go ahead and get our Twitter questions from last week out of the way so that we can put up new Twitter questions this week without having to worry about the ones from last week. You good with that?
I'm fine with it, Rocket fan. Rocket man! Wonder if Elton John can come back on here and have a bring us back on bed with Rocket man.
Okay. Will the Boston Red Sox finish last in the AL East?
Absolutely not.
50-50 in our listening audience.
That must be Yankee fans filling out those. That must have been just an influx of Yankee fans on this poll.
Will the Golden State Warriors win the NBA championship? 67% of our listening audience says yes.
I mean, that's logical. They've been winning it here recently. This could be a three-peat for them.
Does the University of Georgia name too many things after Vince Dooley?
Oh, here we go.
50-50.
What's named after him up there?
Everything.
What? Like I said, I ask you that qualifying question. That's called a searchlight question in psychological terms. I asked the searchlight question. I have yet to get an answer. What's named after Vince up there?
The field.
Now, it will be. In September, it'll be dedicated.
I'm going to Google this.
What is named after Vince Dooley? You're going to Google it because you don't know, but you put out a Twitter question trying to manipulate our listening audience. So you're good at that kind
of
stuff.
I've lived in Athens. There's a ton of stuff that's named after him.
All right. Was there like a Vince Dooley, like, pancake house or something up there? I don't know that. I'm asking.
All I'm getting on Google, all I'm getting on Google is all the football field stuff because that's brand new.
Okay.
I'll find a different way to
ask the
question.
There's a statue of Vince on campus.
See? My point exactly.
I mean, you know, talking about the 1980 National Championship, there's a statue commemorating that on campus. The field's going to be named after Vince, but is there a Vince Dooley, steakhouse or what? I don't know.
Well, there's a dealership that's named after him.
I mean, he probably owns it.
That's irrelevant.
That's not irrelevant. If he owns it, he can name it after himself.
Just saying there's a car dealership not far outside of Athens that's named after him.
Okay. I mean, if he owns it, it's named after him.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Okay. What else is named after him? Is there a street named after him?
There's got to be a street, right? There's got to be a street in Athens. Dooley Road. Got to be. Vince Dooley Boulevard.
There should be. I mean, you should have the street that goes through downtown named after Vince.
So that's something else.
They should be.
Got a dealership.
I don't know.
A field. A road and a boulevard.
But you don't know what it is. You've got to Google it. But you pose a question to our listening audience. Is there too much stuff in Athens named after Vince Dooley?
We're going to give you our top five all-time Georgia quarterbacks later in the show. That was tough.
It's pretty tough. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I know who the best all-time quarterback at Georgia was. I know that.
Me too. I've got to tie it two.
You got to tie it two?
I got to tie it two. And then I'm also going to have an honorary best Georgia quarterback.
An honorary.
Yep. When we get there.
Okay. Rocket man.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch. The Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they looked good on a poster.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. C-Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, C-Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in C-Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The high school football season keeps creeping closer, and the following participants have been named to be on the cover of the Southern Sports Edition's high school preview issue in July. From Brunswick High, Devin Lafayette. From Glenn Academy, Byron Bacon, and from Frederica, Deke Jernigan. All three schools are predicted to make the playoffs, and all three players will likely be playing on Saturdays when it's all said and done. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
It's gonna get me fired up. Let's rejoin.
I have to tell you off the air, I watched a show, man, on Netflix about Motley Crue.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
Oh my goodness,
that's crazy.
It is. What's it called? Dirt.
Yeah. Dirt on Netflix.
Whew.
Good stuff.
Welcome back to the Jason Rocket Man Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Joel Embiid's new nickname is the Bringer of Excuses. To the surprise of most, the NHL is also doing their playoff thing right now. Kyrie, see you in New York. Apparently, everyone likes coffee, even the mother of dragons. Game 7... Winner take all, who would you rather have, Kevin Gossman or Julio Teheran? Kawhi Leonard, I had forgotten how good you were since you've been in Maple Leaf country. Write this down. The Jags will go 7-9 and barely miss the playoffs.
9-7.
Kip's favorite character from Avengers, the small rabbit. What a magic mess in L.A.
Whew.
Mike Fiers, oh no, no you don't. You see what I did there? With the first pick in the NBA draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Zion Williamson. Houston Rockets, WTF. Kevin Durant, soft. No one is beating the Warriors. Whenever you have a bad day with your wife, just think you could have married Cersei Lannister. And these are my thoughts.
Nobody's beating the Warriors. Kevin Durant is soft. Let's see. Jags last week were going 9-7. This week they're going 7-9. Let's see. What else was on there that was of interest?
Telling you the truth all the time.
Magic miss in L.A. sponsored by Kurt Rambis. You failed to put that in there. Let's see, what else was in there? I don't know.
Truth Nuggets.
Houston Rockets, WTF. Exactly. What? Yeah. I almost said it.
Don't do that.
No. In my radio career. But, wow, Rockets. You had it all there. All you had to do was just get it done. You're at home. KD's hurt. Everybody's bashing the Warriors. Steph has 0 points at the half. You should have been up by 18 at the half.
If Steph Curry has no points and you're tied at the half, you're going to lose. I mean, that's...
I mention that he came out and dropped 33 on the Rockets on your Rockets in the second half?
Look, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You're out of excuses now.
They are.
Last year, it was CP3 was hurt the last two games and part of game five.
Yeah.
And you were up 3-2 and you couldn't put it away. Now, you were down 3-2. The second best player on the planet goes down.
Here we go. I knew there'd be some kind of implied stand. I knew we couldn't get through the whole show.
I don't know what
without
you're
some kind of.
What are you talking about?
Off the cuff reference to you know who.
I have no clue who you're talking about. Tell me.
No, not doing it.
Nonetheless, game five, the second best player on the planet goes down. He's going to miss game six and game seven. You have game six at home to force a game seven where he's not playing, and you can't get it done at home without against a Warriors team without Kevin Durant. You have no excuses whatsoever. You're never going to beat the Warriors. If you're the Rockets administration, you're the Rockets front office, it's time to break that thing apart.
Yeah.
Get James Harden traded. Break that thing up.
I have a good suggestion for what Chris Paul can do tonight. Since the season's over.
Okay.
You can go to the Georgia Sea Grill as your destination for fine dining on St. Simon since 1997. The Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood, open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com. Or call 912-638-1197. And, Chris, if you let us know that you're going to be there, Jason Bishop will be there to personally park your car.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Sea Palms Coastal Realty. If you're the Houston Rockets, do you have to break the thing apart now?
What can you do? What do you do? Go out and sign somebody else to another max contract to come in and lose to the Warriors?
Klay Thompson's going to be a free agent. Kevin Durant is going to be a free agent. I think there's a chance Klay Thompson comes back. KD ain't coming back.
Everybody's got him penciled in for the Big Apple in New York.
Him and Kyrie.
Who could the Rockets get that could get them out of the West that's going to be a free agent? I mean,
Kawhi Leonard is going to be a free agent.
Can he go play?
Kawhi's going to Clippers.
That's what you hear. But the Rockets are in a...
Write this down.
Oh, here we go.
Kawhi Leonard's going to be a Los Angeles Clipper next season.
Who else is going to go to the Clippers?
Paul George will be a free agent.
Could Kyrie go to the Clippers?
He's going to be a free agent.
Kyrie and Kawhi on the Clippers. Well, they did as much as the Rockets did. They took the Warriors to six games. They just need a little help to get over the hump.
3-3 tonight, Philadelphia, Toronto. The loser of that game, the general manager loses his job.
That's a series where, you know, one team gets blown out. One team, you know, it's back and forth. It's like a seesaw. You get blown out. You come back, then you blow out, then you get blown out, then you blow somebody out. And I'm tired of hearing about Joel Embiid with his viruses and all that kind of stuff. It's whatever. You need to catch a case of beat the Raptors-itis is what you need, Joel Embiid. I'm tired of hearing excuses. Michael Jordan, the great Michael Jordan, won an NBA's final game with the flu. Hit a game-winning shot.
I remember that.
Yeah. So... don't want to hear about nobody being sick, okay? Just don't want to hear it. There's no excuse for that.
We've got a new Twitter question up. You can find it at twitter.com, of course, and bishop_show is the handle. And the Twitter question is, do you trust Jason Bishop's predictions and picks?
Our faithful listeners, already know the answer to this question. And, you know, if you listen to this show every Saturday, you hear these predictions every week. I mean, the recent example was the Rockets in five over the Warriors. I mean, you said that for two straight weeks in your minute, your review, week in review, and you also said it on the air quite a few times. That's just one example.
I have to admit I missed that one. That was the first one this year.
First one this year. Okay. Celtics, you said, had them going deep into the playoffs. Obviously, that's not going to happen.
We've got your butt hurt list coming up in the next segment. Mm-hmm. We'll get to the top five all-time Georgia quarterbacks, according to us, later in the show.
According to us. That this is our. I think there'll be some similar names on this list.
Julio Teheran is pitching like the shutdown ace that he was projected to be 5 years ago.
And you know how hard I've been on Julio on this show, but actually I got to give Julio his props. He's had two quality starts in a row now.
Let's put that on the Twitter, question of the week. Will Julio Teheran win 20 games?
No, he's not winning 20 games, but he's pitching a lot better.
You can find that at bishop_show. We'll have that up momentarily. Will Julio Teheran win 20 games? Mm.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Yeah! That makes it a special kind of show.
go to my segment coming up on the butt hurt segment, and you got to bring us back with what was that? Super Mario Brothers?
Super Mario.
Oh, man.
Your princess is in another castle.
Yeah. My princess is at home right now.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Nat's Landing and by Southern Hardware.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it, from mowers to trailers to case knives. You will find it all at Southern Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment package. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
All right, so this is the segment of the show where Kip basically takes over the show. He calls it interactive. It's not really.
It is interactive, man. You're going to interact today. I mean.
I bet I am.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I bet I am.
Yeah.
And this is Kip's butt hurt segment. Let's go ahead and get to it.
Number five this week, Jason, on the butt hurt list. The South Carolina, University of South Carolina baseball team. They're 5-19 in the SEC right now. Mm. Proud baseball program. Won back-to-back national championships just a few years ago. And now they're the worst baseball team in the SEC. In a good baseball-playing state, I just don't understand it. 24-24 overall, 5-19 in the SEC.
That's the way things go in the SEC.
Whew, just awful right now. Gamecock baseball, not very good. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Los Angeles Lakers front office. Mm. It is a dumpster fire. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. Kurt Rambis and his wife, Jeannie Buss. New GM, I don't even know his name, but obviously.
Rob Pelinka.
Yeah, whatever. How long is he going to be there? You know, I said I wasn't going to say his name, and I'm not, but.
Whose name?
A person of his stature, which, you know, arguably best basketball player in the world, arguably. He's got to endure that. I think it's time for the Lakers to trade him. Send him somewhere where he can get another championship.
Lonzo Ball?
No. You know who I'm talking about. I'm not mentioning his name. Number three this week, the University of Florida football program. Dan Mullen, you're going to learn to keep your mouth shut. Mm. You run around, you want to chime in, you want to talk about teams like Georgia and the whole Justin Fields transfer situation. Guess what, Dan? You've got people entering the transfer portal now that haven't even played a down in games. But you got early enrollees leaving your program, and they've never seen the field on Saturdays at Florida Field. And you got the audacity to take shots at other team in the media. You can't recruit. You're not known as a good recruiter. You're a good game planner, and you're a good game day coach, but you're an awful recruiter. This is a black eye for the Florida Gators football program, and you're going to learn to keep your mouth shut.
And at the end of the day, your quarterback's Felipe Franks.
There you go, Felipe Franks. You know, I had some of my Gator buddies. I had them a little, they're a sensitive lot this week. They've been sensitive. I mean, I kind of feel for them. It doesn't take much to get them agitated. And I got one watching right now. He just chimed in. I'm talking about the Gators. And got one just jumped in on Facebook Live. They've been sensitive this week. So, you know, things are tough down there right now. You got kids leaving the program that's never even played a down. And they're entering the transfer portal. So, you know, I wish them the best. They'll adapt and overcome, hopefully. Maybe not. That's what I hope anyway. Number two, the Boston Celtics.
Mm.
You know, the Celtic Nation, they're a lot like the Laker Nation. They got a lot of pride. They talk about all them 16 or 17, whatever, world championships they got. They've gotten one in the last 30 years, I think. You know, so, you know, you bring Kyrie in. He says he's going to be the man, but he's going 13 for 43 down the stretch in games that they need to stay alive, and they just can't get it done. You got the Patriots winning world championships. You got the Red Sox winning world championships. You got the Bruins in position to possibly win a Stanley Cup. And then you got the Boston Celtics, the team in the city with the most championships, losing in five games to the upstart Milwaukee Bucks. Celtic Nation's butt hurt right now. Number one, Jason Bishop's Houston Rockets.
I knew that was coming.
The Houston Rockets.
All of a sudden, they're Jason Bishop's Houston Rockets.
I mean, you love them. I mean, you've been, you know, carrying the water for them on this show now for weeks. They're going to beat the Warriors in five games. I don't think you'll ever live that quote down as long as I'm part of this show. I think I'm going to constantly remind you of that. Five games. KD, Kevin Durant, who is the best player on the planet, goes down with an injury. He can't play. You know, you're up three games to two. You need a win. You're at home. Chris Paul's not hurt. You got your fully loaded roster. You got the Lakers. You got Steph Curry. Not the Lakers, but you got the Warriors with Steph Curry. Can't get a basket in the first half.
Your mind's on the Lakers because you knew good and well that what you just said about Kevin Durant being the best player in the world is not true.
He is the best player
You went to the team that he plays on.
He has a donut in the first half, and he comes out in the second half and scores 33 points. Rockets, guess what they're doing today? They're gone fishing, Jason. They're playing golf or they're fishing today. Houston Rockets, you choked again. Top of the butt hurt list this week.
Not it?
That's it. I know you don't want to comment on it, but your team's the top of the butt hurt list. You had them, boy, them Rockets. They're going to do it. They're going to get them Warriors finally this year. I'm going to call it. Write this down. Mark this down.
Jason
Bishop says.
I like five games. I like what you do. whenever I take a team and I say this team's good, then all of a sudden when they don't do well, they become Jason Bishop's.
They are. I mean,
Jason Bishop's Central Florida Knights. Jason Bishop's Houston Rockets. I mean,
Jason Bishop's, you know, second best player in the planet, fan club president. That's what you are.
I'm not a fan of Kevin Durant.
You are the fan. You are the president of the Southeast Georgia person who didn't make the playoffs this year. Fan club. You got a poster. I think there's a poster. We rode down here in your car today to the studio. There's probably a poster in the glove compartment. I may look. And if I get it, I'm going to post it on Facebook if I find one in the vehicle on the way back today.
Again, I think because I know that the guy is the best that's ever played, and I'm not bashful about saying that he's the best that's ever played, I carry his water for him.
And Gator fans, I see you lurking on Facebook Live. I'm calling you out today. Come out and play.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Now, that song there. There we go.
It's okay.
No, it's hot. That should be a poll question. Billie Jean, the best song in the 1980s.
That's not even the best song by Michael Jackson in the 1980s.
Okay. Well, Michael had a lot of great songs.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first choice and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester Street and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490. Call ahead for orders online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
We've got a new Twitter question to introduce to the radio audience. Our Facebook audience already knows it. And that is, who is the best player in the NBA, LeBron James or Kevin Durant? You can go vote at Twitter and Bishop_show.
You know, Jason, I married into the Jernigan family last November. And can't let this time go by to say that Randon Jernigan hit his first home run for the University of Georgia last night.
That's great.
Against Auburn, an 11-2 victory. First career home run in college. And I just wanted to throw that in there today, brother. Former Glenn Academy standout. First career collegiate home run. Probably first of many.
All right. So, top five all-time Georgia quarterbacks.
I got two honoraries, and I got, you know, you want to start with the honoraries first?
I'm gonna do my honorary last.
Okay.
So, you want to get...
Mine's got a little, you know, comedy angle, my honorary quarterbacks. So, you want me to throw my honoraries out there first?
It's your show, man.
Go ahead, man.
Go.
I got two honorary quarterbacks, top quarterbacks for University of Georgia. Number one in the honorary list, Felipe Franks from the University of Florida. He's on the honorary all-time Georgia quarterback list because he's 0-2 against Georgia. Mm-hmm. And Reggie Ball from Georgia Tech.
You stole my honorary. You stole him.
I'm sorry.
That was my honorary quarterback, Reggie Ball.
Reggie's 0-4 lifetime against the University of Georgia. He's on the honorary all-time great list. So
the greatest moment I think I've ever seen in a college football game. Fourth and goal. Need to get it into the end zone.
Throw it out of bounds.
Let's throw it out of bounds.
Not out of bounds. Throw it in the hedges. Classic. But I'll start at my number five. I got a tie for number five, Jason.
All right.
Number five, Eric Zier.
Who's not on my list.
Who, before Peyton Manning broke his record in the late 1990s, was the all-time passing yardage leader in the SEC. And tie for number five with Eric is Fran Tarkenton. Only quarterback on this list that's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And he led Georgia to an SEC championship in 1959 and an Orange Bowl win over Missouri.
I thought Quincy Carter had a chance to end up in the NFL Hall of Fame.
What, the weed-smoking Hall of Fame? I mean, is there a Hall of Fame for that?
I don't know.
I'm sure he might be on that list. Who's your number five?
Let you go. I go.
Okay.
You want to do it that way?
Yeah.
That's or we can do it. I don't care.
All right. Number four on my list is Jake Fromm, which he's going to continue to rise on this list. But right now, he's number four on the list and moving up fast.
Okay. I'll catch up with you.
Okay. All
right. So at number five, I've got Murray.
Okay.
At number five, I've got Murray. At number four, Jake Fromm.
Okay, I got Jake at four. Number three for me, Matt Stafford.
I've got Matt Stafford at number three as well.
Okay.
The best quarterback at Georgia to never win anything.
The 2007 Georgia team, the one that just demolished Hawaii in the Sugar Bowl, one of the top three or four teams all time in the history of the program.
Isn't that the team that got blasted by both Alabama and Florida in the same season?
They lost to Tennessee. And they lost in 07. They lost to South Carolina.
Which was the team that was preseason number... What year was that? Preseason number one got blasted by Alabama and Florida.
That was Georgia in 08.
The very next year.
Yep.
Okay.
Stafford's number three on my list. He's number three on your list?
Stafford's number three on my list.
Number two on my list is Aaron Murray. He's the all-time passing leader in the SEC.
Uh-huh.
And he's number two on my list. Who's number two on your list?
I got a tie.
Okay.
All right. Fran Tarkenton.
Okay.
Tied with David Green.
Okay.
David Green won a lot at Georgia.
42-10.
Won a lot.
David Green's number one of my list of all-time great Georgia quarterbacks.
David Green's your number...
Number one.
Number one?
Yeah.
I went Buck Ballew.
Okay. Buck, I mean...
The only national championship in recent memory.
I mean, Buck was a good quarterback. But he doesn't crack the top five on my list. I mean,
Quincy Carter not on the list.
Quincy Carter not on the list.
Corey Phillips not on the list.
Mike Bobo not on the list.
Joe Tereshinsky.
JT3 not on the list.
Joe Cox.
Ah, the Ginger Assassin. That's what they called him.
Who was the DJ Shockley not on the list?
I like DJ though. DJ was an SEC championship winning quarterback in 2005. Been some good quarterbacks for University. Ray Goff led Georgia to an SEC championship in 76.
As a player, not a coach.
As a player. I mean, you're talking about players here, top five Georgia quarterbacks.
We've got some early results. Kevin Durant is leading the poll on who is the best player in the NBA.
Are you shocked by that?
I actually am, yes. The choices were Kevin Durant or LeBron James. Kevin Durant is leading early.
I mean, your feelings are probably hurt. I mean, you've got all those posters and pictures on the wall and, you know, fan club. I mean, you are the president of that person's fan club that is not, you know, right now leading that poll. But it is what it is. David Green led Georgia to a national, well, should have been
a national championship, but you lost to Florida because Terrence Edwards can't catch.
Fred Gibson was hurt in that game too. Billy Bennett missed three field goals, so there was a lot of blame to go around in that football game.
Three SEC championships for David Green, or just two?
Just one.
Well, he beat Arkansas.
That was in 2002.
LSU.
They lost to LSU in 2003 twice. And then in 2004, Georgia choked against Tennessee, remember, in the regular season. Ended up like 10-1 or 9-2 on the season, didn't make the title game. DJ Shockley in 2005 led Georgia in his last year at Georgia. He led them to an SEC championship.
Over LSU.
Yes.
Somebody beat LSU at some point.
That was a DJ Shockley quarterback team.
And then they didn't win another SEC championship until
12 years later.
Showed up on campus.
That's right.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Guys, make sure you get Mother's Day right. Your mom was your first special lady, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't freak out. Go to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. No matter your budget, they have you covered. No better way to say thank you than something special from Cunningham Jewelers at CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The high school football season keeps creeping closer, and the following participants have been named to be on the cover of the Southern Sports Edition's High School Preview issue in July. From Brunswick High, Devin Lafayette. From Glenn Academy, Byron Bacon. And from Frederica, Deke Jernigan. All three schools are predicted to make the playoffs, and all three players will likely be playing on Saturdays when it is all said and done. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Some early voting on whether Julio Teheran will win 20 games right now. Yes is leading the way.
So basically, you yes voters, that means Julio, who's had, roughly 10 starts already in the first month and a half of the season.
Roundabout.
Probably is going to get 20, 22 more starts maybe by the end of the season, which means at his current record of 2-4, which means he's got to go 18-2 the rest of the way.
It's possible.
For that yes vote to actually come true. And you sound like you come from the you two voters already sound like you come from the Jason Bishop school of predicting, which Yeah.
Spot on.
I throw that certificate in the garbage can if you've got one of those. Yeah.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roasts and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233-166, Key Circle Drive.
There's only one team in the National League East that has a winning record, and that's the first place Phillies.
Yeah, the Braves are 19-20, three games behind the Phillies right now. Good move by the Braves, though. They're tinkering with the lineup. They had, you know, Acuna batting leadoff again last night. Moved Dansby up to the two-hole last night, Jason. And, you know, Snickers, you know, tinkering around with the lineup. But, man, I love Acuna at the leadoff spot.
I'd rather have him hitting fourth, personally.
Yeah.
The Phillies are 21-16. They are on top of the division. The Braves are in second at 19-20. The Mets at 18-20, the Nationals at 15-23, which is shocking to me that the Nationals are that far under 500 this early on.
Somebody, another prediction from the Jason. Oh, you picked the Mets. That's right, the win that division.
The scene, look at you.
Yeah,
at
I was you. About to throw you. I was about to lump you in with the Nats there, but no, you picked the Mets.
The Nats are the walking wounded, though, in their defense. They've got over half of their starting lineup on the injured list.
They've had some injury issues. Braves have had bullpen issues. Maybe Luke Jackson can settle into that closer spot.
The Marlins have won 10 games all year.
Nah, you can go ahead and write them off. They're the best Triple-A team in Major League Baseball.
Who will lose more games, the Orioles or the Marlins?
Orioles
have 13 wins now. The Marlins have 10.
Orioles have to play the Red Sox, Rays, the Yankees. They have to play them more times. That's a tougher division than the NL East.
The Astros are on top of the AL West at 24-15.
That's the team you got to watch out for.
The Twins lead the Central at 24-12.
That's a dumpster fire division.
Yeah, the Indians are in second at 20-17, and everybody else is under 500.
I'm surprised the Twins have gotten off to a great start. They're 24-12. That's awesome.
The Rays are desperately trying to hold off the Yankees, who have surged out of nowhere. The Rays are at 23-14, a half game up on the Yankees at 23-15.
Yankees still have, seems like, 500 people on the injured list.
The Red Sox have cracked back over 500 at 20-19. In
They're
the division.
Coming. Red Sox are going to be there. They're a good team. NL Central, you know, the Cardinals have started slumping a little bit. And so, you know, that's a good division, too, where a lot of teams are playing at 500 ball or just below it. And that's going to be a good division.
Cardinals were in first place. They've dropped to third now, a game and a half out.
Yeah.
The Cubs and the Brewers are tied for first and in the National League West. In my opinion, the cream of the league, the best of the league, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Dodgers are good.
At 26-15, the Diamondbacks staying within striking distance at 22-17 in the West.
Padres are over 500 for the first time this late in the season in a long time.
Four games out.
Yeah, so, you know, the Padres got a lot of good young pitching prospects. Machado, I look for them to, you know, maybe stay in the wild card discussions maybe this year. We'll see.
The Braves went to Los Angeles and got outscored 23-7 in a three-game sweep at the hands of the Dodgers.
They did. Didn't look good. And went to first game in Arizona and lost to the Diamondbacks.
That's the second time in a row that the Braves have played the Dodgers, where, frankly, the Dodgers have outclassed and embarrassed the Braves. The last time, of course, being in last year's playoffs, and now this three-gamer in Los Angeles. What tells me is the Braves aren't close.
They're not close. They're just it's starting pitching to me. Is it to you?
Yeah.
Starting pitching and pitching in general.
And then the bullpen. Starting pitching and the bullpen. Pitching.
The bats are there, but there's just the bullpen and the starting pitching's not there yet.
The Dodgers traded away something like 40 home runs in Puig and Matt Kemp, and they're still winning the division.
They are.
Because of the pitching.
And the Reds have already released
Matt Kemp.
He goes on the injured list a lot. So maybe he'll pick up with somebody because when he's healthy, he's a good player. But the key is when he's healthy. You have to qualify that.
Especially now at this point in his career, it has been a struggle for him to stay on the field.
But the Braves still got to make a deal sometime, somewhere with somebody. I think to get an arm, a quality starting pitcher, if they're going to be competitive in the division. I mean, they've lost four. They broke a four-game losing streak last night. Still one game under 500, but they're swinging the bat pretty well. The pitching just hasn't been there.
Okay, so you sent me this text message. I'm going to steal this from you. Who am I? What Braves pitcher am I? I'm 0-2 since coming off of the IL with a 5.94 ERA.
Who am I?
Who am I? I'm the ace, Mike Foltynewicz.
He has
0-2 with a 5.9.
And hasn't looked good at all. He got the Dodgers the other day just knocked him around like he was a middle school pitcher. they hit him pretty hard. Man, I don't know. Foltynewicz, to me, on a good team, he's like a third starter. He's not an ace.
I see Mike Foltynewicz projecting in the major leagues as a solid number two. I don't see him as a shutdown game seven type guy. Now, Max Fried and Mike Soroka, the Braves are onto something there.
And, you know, Newcomb came in last night and pitched and looked good. They brought him back up, and he was throwing the ball around 95, 96 miles an hour in Arizona. And he, you know, looked good throwing the ball. He only pitched like one inning, but he looked good out there.
For him, it's not about stuff. It's about commanding his stuff. He's got to be able to throw strikes with his stuff. He's got good stuff. We all know it.
He's got number one starter stuff.
Yes, but he's got to be able not to walk people with it.
And when he figures out, when he figures the command thing out, he's going to be around a long time.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it, from mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.